You're listening to the audio production of The Girl from the Train by Irma Huber, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Southern Poland, April 1944.
Let go, her grandmother said. She held on for dear life. The metal edge bit into her fingers. Her frantic feet searched for a foothold in the air.
The dragon swayed dangerously from side to side.
Gretel, let go!
Her grandmother's shrill voice cut through the huffing noise of the dragon.
We're nearly at the top. You must let go now!
The child looked down. The ground was a long way below. Strewn with sharp stones, it sloped down into a deep gully. Her arms were aching. Her fingers were losing their grip. Then her grandmother pried her fingers loose. Gretel hit the ground. Shock jolted through her skinny little body. She fell, slid, rolled down the embankment, stones grazing her face and legs. She clenched her jaw to stop herself from screaming. At the bottom, she slid to a stop. For a moment, she lay panting, her heart pounding in her ears. It was so loud that she was afraid the guards might hear. Roll into a ball, tuck in your head, and lie very still, her grandmother had told her. And don't move until Elsa comes to find you. She rolled into a ball. The earth trembled. Beside her, around her, she felt sand and stone shifting. She kept her head down. Above her, the long dragon was still groaning and puffing up the hill, spitting smoke and pumping steam. She could smell its rancid breath, but she didn't look. It was at the top now.